From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. In a move that pleases Russia, President Obama has scrapped a Bush administration plan for missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. This after a nuclear threat from Iran was judged to be overstated. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill are not pleased.
The man who lost to President Obama last November harshly condemned his decision not to go ahead with the Bush-era missile defense plan. Here's Arizona Republican Senator John McCain.
This decision calls into question the security and diplomatic commitments the United States has made to Poland and the Czech Republic. And I believe it has the potential to undermine American leadership in Eastern Europe.
And House Republican leader John Boehner called the decision ill-advised.
I think it shows a willful determination to continue ignoring the threat posed by some of the most dangerous regimes in the world while taking one of the most important defenses against Iran off the table.
Congressional Democrats, meanwhile, praised the decision, calling it correct and timely. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus is facing more criticism of his 10-year health care overhaul bill. Some Democrats are expressing concern that the proposal will make coverage too expensive for low- and middle-income Americans. They're also unhappy that it contains no public option. Baucus currently has no Republican support for his bill. A vote in the Finance Committee could occur as early as next week. Legislation designed to overhaul the student loan industry has been approved by the House lawmakers. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
The bill would end the federally subsidized student loan program and have students borrow directly from the Treasury instead. Supporters say this will save the government upwards of $87 billion over the next 10 years, and they want to use that money for community colleges, school construction projects, and more. Republican opponent Brett Guthrie of Kentucky says the addition of these programs undermines the potential savings.
Republicans care about the condition of our schools and about pre-K education and about community colleges and their role in developing our workforce. But this is the wrong place and the wrong way to address these challenges.
The proposal would also simplify the loan application form and increase the maximum amount of money awarded under the Pell Grant scholarship for low-income students. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Federal Aviation Administration has announced steps to improve oversight of airlines. Administrator Randy Babbitt says FAA engineers will be available around the clock to support safety inspectors. Babbitt also says an office is being created to handle safety complaints. Several airlines have been cited or fined over the past few years for violations that were missed by the agency. The address concerns that the FAA is too cozy with the companies that it's been regulating. This is NPR News. There is more criticism of the state of Wisconsin being unable to locate 12,000 DNA samples of convicted felons. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
Last week, prosecutors used DNA evidence to charge a Milwaukee man, Walter Ellis, with killing seven women in the city between 1986 and 2007. Police said they didn't know why a DNA sample wasn't taken from Ellis when he was in state prison in 2001. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen now says another inmate posed as Ellis during the DNA sampling. He also says he's found that DNA for about 12,000 felons convicted over the last 9 years is missing from the state database. State Representative Leon Young has demanded an audit of the DNA program.
People should know that our justice system is accurate and we can rely on it and that it's safe.
Young says he also wants to know if there was a cover-up of any problems. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
A man identified by law enforcement as having a possible link to Al-Qaeda is back at the FBI Denver office, of the FBI, for a second round of questioning. Najibullah Zazis didn't speak to reporters on his arrival. His attorney said he didn't expect his client to be arrested. Folsom says Zazi has never met with Al-Qaeda operatives and is not involved in terrorism. He calls Zazi someone who was in the wrong place at the wrong time. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 7 points Thursday to close at 97.83. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 6 points to close at 21.26, and the S&P 500 was down 3 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.